Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Hi, David.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Are you all right, mate?
I'm good. I think I have a solution to your Christmas tree problem.
Well, what do I need to get my adenoids cleared, or is it my nose? I mean, I've got a bloody good honker going on here. Like, I'm not an elf. You know what I mean?
No, honestly, I'm the same. I love a nice smelly Christmas tree that's going to stink out the house.
Yes.
And last year, I got a tree and it looked fantastic, like proper Christmas card tree,
yeah.
But no smell.
Now you are a man after my own sad little heart, because
yeah.
We're obviously in the same zone. You love Christmas?
Like, obsessed. Like, I wear Christmas jumpers in a non-ironic way.
Yeah. Okay, David, we're obviously in the same gang.
Yeah.
God. Okay, well, let's do this. What are you going to do? How are you going to solve
right.
my dilemma, my
so,
problem?
I went to the garden centre, local garden centre last weekend,
okay.
And he told me there's two type of trees, and he sold both of them. You have your one like that looks fantastic, perfect shape, straight from a Christmas tree, a Christmas card, but no smell. And then you have the more traditional type that look a bit wonky looking, but stink.
Okay. So this is about compromise.
Yes, it is. You're lacking your style. You're going to look wonky, but it's going to smell great.
Okay.
Or
so
you're going to look fantastic with no smell.
All right. I can see an analogy with boys and girls here. It's funny, isn't it? It's,
like, yeah.
it's not the best looking, but it's got a great personality.
No,
And it's like beautiful looking, but there's nothing going on behind the fur.
Now, one of them was called the Noble Fur. I can't remember what the other was called, but I think the Noble Fur is the smelly one.
That's what I'm getting.
Could be wrong.
That's what I got.
Could
from,
be wrong. Yeah,
I think that's what somebody else said. So did you buy the wonky but smelly one?
Yes.
And how is it?
Well, I haven't been sending any pictures to anyone, so.
Okay. So as my brother says, it's not going to open Vegas.
No, but I'm happy with the smell, though.
David, do me a favor. Are you at home or are you at work at the moment?
Hey, I'm on my way into work.
Would you send us a picture over the weekend so we can have a look at it?
I can do, yeah.
And email at tubs@rte.ie. We'll have a look. Did you decorate it?
I did, yep.
And was it like trying to put lipstick on a pig?
Pretty much, yeah. Or lipstick on myself.
And like, are you married, kids, or anything like that? Are you on your own, or what's happening?
No, I live alone.
You live alone, so but you still love to have the Christmas thing going on.
100%, like.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it even more. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got the tree going on, and if you're not showing it off. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
No, like, I'm not going to enter in any competitions or anything. I'm in two minds about giving you a photograph of it, if I'm honest.
What's your favorite?
It's grand. It's not as bad as I think it is, but the other ones do look better. They're more uniform with branches.
I know what you mean. And are the branches on your one kind of bottle brush, or are they nice and narrow?
No, they're a bit bottle brushy.
Okay, so they're quite thick.
That was the other one. These ones are sort of the more sort of traditional, like, you know, they look like the furs will fall off more.
Okay.
Looks like they shed more.
Yeah, you really got the kind of arboreal runt. But with good intentions, with that beautiful smell.
The house stinks, which is great.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think I might go wonky then this year.
Yes, I do, yeah.
I think wonky but smelly. A proper smell, like nice, wonky, smelly, happy Christmas.
Yeah, just put more decorations on it.
Yeah, just hide it. Basically, hide the tree.
Yeah.
In other words, just put so much makeup on it, you can't see through it.
Yeah, no, you have no idea.
Okay, and what sort of, do you have decorations from 1,000 years ago and family, or do you have...
Oh, yeah, like I was up at the parents' house there yesterday and found old wooden decorations that myself and my brother used to put in the tree, and I robbed them.
Okay,
so.
Good. And then you don't have one of those kind of, you know, manicured trees that have, you know, only white, only silver baubles and only red ribbons, you know, it's a nice sort of throw it all on the tree thing.
No, but there's lots of stuff, like I've no tinsel on it.
Hmm. What about the lights? Are they multicolored or just the one color?
No, all just white.
That clear white.
Yeah.
What height?
And none of this flickering nonsense. I don't want to develop epilepsy.
Yeah, okay. So they're either on or they're off.
That's it, yeah.
And what height are you talking? Was it? Did you get a 6 foot, 8 foot?
It's probably 6 foot. Okay. Yeah, or maybe a little over maybe.
So when you came in from work last night.
Yeah.
And you opened the door of your house, did you get a lovely bang of Christmas off the place?
I did, yeah. And then the lights go on straight away.
you turn them on straight away.
Yep.
Good. I like that. I think I'm going to go with that. It's probably the noble fir with good intentions, but still a bit maggoty looking.
Yeah, no, it's not the worst now, but just comparison to the other one, like, you know.
Yeah. Are you happy with the decision you made? I'm trying to establish this.
Very happy.
You
very
are?
Happy.
Okay, that's okay. Well, then be proud, okay? And send us a picture.
Yeah. All right.
Send us a picture. So what we need you to do is do that. Where are you going for Christmas?
I'll be going up to my parents.
Okay, how many of you?
There's six of us total now.
Six in total? And who does all the Christmas, or puts it all together?
Oh, my mom does all the cooking and everything. Like, we'll help, but she makes it just perfect.
Oh, that sounds good. And what about you? What are you working at?
I'm a brewer. I work for Brew Brewery and Trim.
And are you making the craft beer or beer
Craft beer, no, craft beer. Proper, decent beer. None of your commercial rubbish.
None of that. The proper stuff.
Proper stuff.
If you're going to suffer with a bit of class.
Well, that's it. You know, like, no chemicals, additives, preservatives, all natural.
Okay, sounds good. And you like working? You like that job?
I made this change this year, and it's the first time in my life where I actually love what I do.
What were you doing beforehand that was making you not so happy?
All right, I was essentially running clinical trials for pharmaceuticals.
And that was driving you nuts?
Well, you'd nearly have to fill out a form to go to the toilet. You know, just so regulated. You know, and I hate paperwork, so.
Yeah, and you were working for the man, and it was getting a little bit heavy because you're too young for that carry-on.
I don't know how people wait till their 50s to have a midlife crisis. Another couple of years there, and I would have been fit for the rope.
Well, a lot of people would have stayed on because it was a job. So how did you manage to have the courage to keep moving?
I went a bit mad in the last 6 months, you know, grew a beard, left the job, you know, major lifestyle changes, you know,
and it was the best thing you ever
then
did.
Renovated an old cottage on the family farm, moved into it, moved back out to Meath, you know, just the whole lifestyle change, a complete revamp.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 31.
31, perfect. I think you did the right thing just in time before you got caught in the, you know, in the rut.
But that's... Yeah, absolutely.
You kind of had a pre-life crisis, like a pre-midlife crisis.
Oh, that's what I was called. Yeah.
Because it was almost like a preparatory life crisis.
Yeah.
I admire that. I think it takes a lot of guts. I hope people have said this to you to leave a job that's not making you happy to go into one that is a risk. But if the risk pays off, you're in business. I think that's what you did.
Oh, it is. I say go for it. You know, so the worst that could happen is that. It didn't work out, and then I go back to a job, something like that. You know, you never know if you don't take that chance.
I'm giving you €500 worth of Super Value vouchers to wish you a happy Christmas.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, I like you. I like what you're doing.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
But there is a stipulation.
Okay.
You have to help out your mammy with your mother with some of the goods with those vouchers. It's not all for you, is what I'm trying to say.
Like she listens to your show, Ryan. So I'm going to say, and she'd be actually your producers are trying to ring her a few times because she texts in regularly, but she's too embarrassed to get in the phone.
Ah, that's nice. Well, tell her I said hi. I didn't know that. But that's good. That's just a bonus.
Helena's her name. If you should tell Helena's her name.
Helena, this is Ryan addressing you only. I just want to wish you a happy Christmas and give you an enormous hug and say thank you for listening. And listen, that your son he's a credit to you, Helena. He's a credit to you. Look at him with his big beardy midlife crisis now with a big voucher of €500 coming up the garden path with a half a turkey and a box of biscuits.
Yeah. And Mum, if you're listening, Christmas dinner's on me.
Happy Christmas, David.
Thank you very much, Ryan.